Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Folks, if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. God bless you and welcome. End Time World News is independent and alternative media organization. We are dedicated to finding the truth in issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or else you just want to say hi or anything, folks, for more information about the podcast, you can contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And of course, all donations are welcome, folks. We have PayPal, we have Venmo, Cash App, whatever works, folks. Anything, if you get anything at all out of this podcast and you pray about it and God inspires you, definitely your donations would be greatly appreciated. Everything goes towards content creation and distribution. That's it. We don't make any money, folks. We do this because this is what God inspired me to do, you know, and I say that very seriously. I really enjoy making podcasts. I don't make a bunch of money or anything. I do this because I want to get the word out to all the people listening to the podcast and to everyone around the world. Spread the truth and spread the gospel. That's what we're trying to do. So let's get into today's podcast, shall we? I have a very interesting article. This will be, looks like a short podcast. But I have a very interesting article. It's from naturalnews.com, naturalnews.com, dated today's date, March 6, 2025. And the headline reads as follows. This is interesting because this gentleman always has something to say right down here in yours truly, right down here in Florida. It says, Florida takes a stand. DeSantis proposes permanent ban on mRNA vaccine mandates. And I say, holy cow, God bless you. It's too bad that this probably is just a joke, even though the governor said it. The governor doesn't usually joke. He's serious about a lot of things. He's kind of it's weird. Before I get into the podcast, folks, it's very weird, but let me just say this. Sometimes the people of Florida down here are a little strange. And I say that. I've lived down here 24 years. Hopefully I haven't got strange yet. But I say that as a northerner from Michigan coming down here before 2003, okay? I've been down here a long, long time, 24 years. But again, it's just the people are kind of strange. Some of the people, again, kind of like I made a comment, and a lot of people have said, like Barack Obama, they're real thin skinned. Sometimes I say that about DeSantis, the governor. I don't dislike him. I like a lot of things he does, but then there's a lot of things that I don't like. So again, he's very thin skinned, just an observation. But let me get into today's podcast here, folks. Let's dig right into it. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced a proposal to permanently ban mRNA vaccine mandates in the state, emphasizing the right of Floridians to refuse such vaccines. And wouldn't that be a prayer? Wouldn't that be a prayer, a blessed prayer in the name of Jesus Christ? I mean, to me it would, because I've always gone through the pressure. As I digress for just a second, I've always gone through the pressure, folks. Everyone up north in Michigan, every time I come to visit, everybody's on me. You know, my sister was on me really bad there for a while, for a few years. Oh my gosh, Eric, you have to take this vaccine. You have to take this vaccine. No, Laura, I don't want it. My sister, Laura, you know, no, I don't want this. No, I don't want this. You know, I'm not going to take it. I don't believe in it. And again, everyone up there, other than I think four of us, I'm one of four. Three other people up there did not take it, but you have probably about 30 or more people with kids and grandkids, et cetera, probably more like 40 people. One side of the family has taken everything, the other side of the family not at all. I fall in line, I guess, with the other side of the family that's not taken anything. So that's how it kind of played out. But I think they've always looked down on me because I had that free choice, God willing, that free choice to make a decision to not take this. Again, the announcement addresses the expiration of current protections of the mRNA mandates in June of 2025, urging legislation action to prevent the reinstatement of mandates in school, workplaces, government entities, etc. Oh, that would be such a blessing if that happened. Oh, I praise God that'll happen in the name of Jesus, because we don't need to go through these crazy liberal policies in these blue states, folks. And again, I'm not taking sides. I'm an independent, okay? I don't want folks out there being turned off just because they think that I'm representing the right here or the left or one side or the other. I'm independent. I pray about things. I let God help me make my decisions. I need to pray more, matter of fact. Everybody should do that. Florida has a history of resisting vaccine mandates. DeSantis previously signed measures to ban vaccine passports, mass mandates in schools, and employer-based vaccine requirements, positioning Florida as a refuge of sanity. There you go, folks. Praise God. A refuge of sanity. But again, we'll see if this can happen, because everything's expiring here in June of 2025. So just coming up in a few months here. Not very long. DeSantis's proposal is part of a broader national conversation on the medical autonomy, with Florida positioning itself as the leader once again in the fight against government overreach and public health decisions amidst growing skepticism about the long-term safety efficiency of the mRNA vaccines. In a bold move that underscores Florida's commitment to the individual freedoms and medical autonomy, Governor Ron DeSantis announced a groundbreaking proposal that to permanently ban mRNA vaccine mandates across the state. Speaking at a press conference in Tampa on March 5th, that was yesterday, folks, in Tampa, DeSantis declared, "You should not be forced to take an mRNA shot against your will. That will be the right of every Floridian." There you go. I clap, folks. Literally, I clap, because that's a blessing. I've had so much stress down here during when things started rolling late 2018, but essentially 2019 going forward, and they're pushing this jab nonsense on everybody. I had a lot of pressure. I've even had jobs telling me that, hey, you know, Eric, you need to take this vaccine or else you'll find yourself on the unemployment line. And I'm thinking, well, you know, and through the good grace of God, you'll be lucky you don't get sued by people. Again, you cannot do that. It should be everybody's own choice on putting something like that in your body, and everybody's own right, everybody's God-given right. This announcement comes as existing protections against the mRNA vaccine mandates are set to expire June 2025. DeSantis emphasized the urgency of making these protections permanent, warning that without legislative action, Floridians once again could face the threat of mandates in schools, workplace, and government entities. They need to make this the state law, folks, and they need to do it right now. Again, Florida's stance against vaccine mandates is not new. In 2021, during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, DeSantis signed a series of measures aimed at protecting Floridians, what he called,
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Unscientific, unnecessary directives. These measures included bans on vaccine passports, mass mandates in schools, employer-based vaccine requirements. At the time, DeSantis positioned Florida as the refuge of sanity in a world believed to have lost its mind. Did you hear what I said? DeSantis positioned Florida as a refuge of sanity in a world believed that had lost its mind. And I do agree. Everybody was going nuts back then. I totally agree. Governments and people were going absolute crazy. I try to keep my calm and just pray. And when you pray, God will get you through the storm, folks. God always delivers. We let God down constantly. At least I know I do. We sin and I ask forgiveness and I repent every single day. Every single day I repent. God doesn't let us down. We let God down. We let God down in Jesus Christ. Both of us. We always let God down and Jesus down. And where God always forgives us through His grace and through His mercy and His genuine love for us and our care for us. God always loves us. The governor's latest proposal builds on this legacy, seeking to enshrine protections against the mRNA vaccine mandates into a new state law permanently. The proposal includes expanding Florida's patients' bill of rights to protect individuals from being denied medical treatment based on their vaccination status. And I know that to be fact. Up north in Michigan, again, you know, I have all my relatives up north in Michigan. Did you get vaccinated? Oh, you need to be vaccinated. You know, I visited, you know, two or three times within 5 years, and during 2021 I was up there, you know, and then back on 2023. You know, all during the pandemic, the plandemic, as I like to say, and that's the first thing they'd ask you. You go to a hospital, you go to any healthcare institution almost anywhere. Did you get vaccinated? Did you? Oh, come on, Eric, you need to get vaccinated. No, I'm not going to do that. Again, the governor's proposal builds on his legacy to enshrine against the mRNA vaccine mandates in a state law permanently. We've got to make this permanent, DeSantis said. We cannot allow those protections to evaporate. And again, under the Florida's Patient Bill of Rights to protect the individual from being denied treatment based on their vaccine status. And I totally agree. I agree 100%. DeSantis' announcement resonated deeply with Floridians who faced personal and professional consequences for refusing the mRNA vaccines. He recounted stories of firefighters and other frontline workers who risked their lives during the pandemic only to be threatened with a job for declining the vaccine, that they were going to lose their job, DeSantis said. It was like a big contest. I remember some of these. We, of course, did the law, which was good, but leading up to that, there were a lot of people that really were concerned about what could happen. The governor's remarks underscored a broader debate about medical freedom and individual choice. You have to work hard. All you do is this, and then that, then what, and then we're going to cast you aside just because you disagree with whether or not you have the right to do for you, he said. It's crazy. It's crazy. And again, DeSantis' proposal is part of a larger national conversation. The role of public health decisions, while some states have embraced the vaccine mandate as a tool to combat infectious diseases, Florida's positioned itself as a leader in the fight for medical autonomy. The governor's announcement also comes as growing skepticism about the long-term safety and efficiency of the mRNA vaccines in December 2024. DeSantis positioned Florida's Supreme Court to convey a grand jury investigate whether or not COVID-19 manufacturers misled the public about potential side effects. The court granted his request, and the grand jury is expected to deliver the findings here in 2025. And the last thing here, as I conclude, folks, Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo, he's been a critic of the mRNA vaccines. He supported the DeSantis effort. As a health scientist, researcher, and physician, he's personally witnessed accomplished scientists receive threats due to their unorthodox position. Ladapo said, however, many of these positions have been proven correct, as we've seen all over in the past few years. And last but not least, what's next for Florida? The legislation, if the legislation approves DeSantis' proposal, which I think that they probably will, I pray that they will, Florida will become the first state to permanently ban the mRNA vaccines. This move is likely to spark praise and criticism with advocates of the medical freedom, of medical freedom, hailing it as a victory for individual rights. Public health experts warn it could undermine efforts to control future outbreaks. For now, DeSantis remains steadfast in his commitment in protecting Floridians' freedoms. When the world lost its mind, Florida was a refuge of sanity, he said. These measures will ensure Florida remains that way. There you go, folks, and I can chime in and add and conclude here that this is very true. Most of the states were forcing the vax, forcing the clot shot on lots and lots of people, millions and millions of people, folks. They were forcing this clot shot. And there are people, thousands of people that got maimed and injured. Thousands of people died from the clot shot. It didn't go through the rigorous 8 to 10 year trials and all the testing. They didn't do that. You got to go through trials and clinical testing, everything. It didn't happen, folks. It didn't happen. And so they pushed this through. They wanted to push this through, the evil people behind it, to try to target everyone. And guess what? They pushed it through. And again, they killed millions and millions of people. I think half of, if I'm not mistaken, over time now, at least half a billion people globally has been killed because of this. And I pray to God Almighty, folks, and I hope you pray, if you're here in Central Florida or you're here anywhere in Florida, that Governor DeSantis signs this bill. And again, don't forget, last thing, don't forget, the WHO, or World Health Organization, the United States under Biden signed a pact with them that if a pandemic breaks out, they can come in and seize control. A lot of people don't know that. They think that we won against them. No, we didn't. At the last minute, Biden administration signed the deal. So that would be interesting to see how that would work if they try to flex their muscles here in the state of Florida, if DeSantis signs this, and I pray to God that he will. Let's hope and pray. So, folks, that's it. God bless you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And again, all my friends down here in Florida, this especially is for all of us Floridians down here, and I hope everybody around the world is listening to this podcast and should take note. Your freedom is more important than the health care autonomy. In other words, what you and your doctor agree on, that's the most important thing. You shouldn't be forced by any government anywhere around the world to have to take something against your will. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, folks, again, if you can spare something, your donations are always greatly appreciated and very much welcome. Thank you, and God bless you for listening. That's it for now. Have a great night, and bye for now, folks. See ya.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.